We're in the middle of a second wave of COVID here in the state. But the reality is that some people are still recovering from the first wave back in the spring. Nicole Vaughn of Detroit has underlying health conditions. She got COVID back in March and is still dealing with lingering symptoms. She's had to slow down a lot, which is hard to do as a single mother to five adopted kids.
Being able to do like yard work, the chores, mopping, sweeping, those types of things, I've had to kind of make sure that, you know, I'm spreading out the chores amongst my children.
Nicole Vaughn shares what life's been like since she first got the coronavirus this spring.
I lost all sense of smell, all sense of taste. Just getting in out of the tub was a chore, and, you know, getting back dressed again, I'd come in my room and all I could do was collapse back on my bed. And I just wanted to sleep. At this point, I'm weak. I can barely get out of bed, and I text my sister on my cell phone, and I say, please come and get me. Take me to the hospital. So, of course, she takes me to U of M Ann Arbor. I was like the second person there for triage, so they were handling people very, very quickly, and they told me I had pneumonia in both my lungs. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just sick. You know, I'm not really a sick person or ill person. I've never really had to have an extended hospital stay or experience. I remember a young lady came in with a green oxygen tank, and I'm like, what's that for? She said, your numbers are getting low. So she said, in the morning, you're going to go to the ICU. You know, they took me up to ICU, and that's when they started, you know, the doctors and everyone was explaining to me what the ventilation process was, and then they asked me to sign the form about, you know, do I want to be resuscitated? And I was put on a ventilator that Saturday, March 28th. I just remember going to sleep, and when I woke up, it was pretty much April 1st. I wrote a lot of notes, I can say that. When I was in the ICU, I think I probably wrote enough for a couple chapters in a book. And I had also written out my will on this whiteboard. Now, I had written out everything I want each one of my children to have. When Nurse Jason came in that morning, and he said, oh, no, Nicole, we won't be needing this today, because he saw that it was my last will and testament. April 6th, I was discharged, and I was able to come home. The team of doctors and nurses and specialists, they went above and beyond to make sure that I understood everything, medications that were being given. Even when I was discharged, there's a doctor that calls me monthly just to make sure I'm okay. Because I've been places where, you know, you're just a number. I was actually a person. The only couple of things that I think I'm experiencing now are side effects is, like, I do have the fatigue, and I do also have what I'm referring to are night sweats, and from time to time I'll have what is called like brain fog. But I don't know if COVID has taken time off my life expectancy, so I treat every day as a gift. So every day that I wake up and I'm able to, you know, be with my family and do my jobs, I consider it to be a blessing.
Nicole Vaughn spoke to Kristen Shamus of the Detroit Free Press. Michigan Radio's Rachel Ishikawa produced this piece.